Well, I'm just a good old American boy with a heart that's red, white, and true. Dreaming of the girl with the red hair and freckles and her eyes like the skies of blue.
Country music.
Yeah, I grew up in Texas, you know, so.
All right.
Keep her safe from the homies in the wrong side of town where they're smoking the reefer and acting like clowns. Keep that pretty white dress from getting dirty and brown, cause that's the American way. Woohoo!
Oh, pretty racist song.
Racist against who?
Oh, black people.
Black people? But I'm black.
Well, keeping the redheaded girl away from the homies on the wrong side of town.
Homies? Come on, brother, there's all kinds of homies. You know, you white homies, Asian homies.
No, homies are black.
No, I think you're making them black, man. I mean, I think that's your stuff. You hear the twang, and then you assume that it's racist. But that's just what country music is like.
West love, go.
It's that time again. We're live from the basement.
Man, Key and Peele. Yo, what's up? It's episode number 88, man. It's your boy J-Mac back again, man. We're going to freewheel it again and see where we end up with this. Still learning as we go, man. But this week, we're going to talk about the Eminem versus Nick Cannon beef and see what comes of that. What a shit show, dude. We're going to talk about that briefly. Got a ton of music to play for you. We're following a kind of mood today, man. We're kind of in a mood for this episode, man. It's episode number 88. Let's get this thing kicked off. I think it's an appropriate one. Speaking of the race baiting shit that's been going on with this whole beef, we got a new one. We got a new one. If you ever heard of Goldlink, man, Goldlink's the man. Make sure you go check him out. He's been kind of on the low doing some things over the past couple years, and Goldlink's the man, dude. This name of this song is called New Black, and it's the Shagabond remix, man. Enjoy it. I'll catch you when we get back. It's episode number 88 of Live from the Basement. Let's talk about Eminem and Nick Cannon, man. Let's go.
Live. 1, 2. Pray these niggas don't crap at you. 3, 4. Hoping we reaching heaven's doors. 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep your hand tied. Don't shoot, don't discriminate. See, we gon' get this money dirty clean, get this money right. Numb to the bullshit, so mix the dump with the Sprite. And we gon' be okay, my little nigga. Just hold on tight. Cause cops killing blacks, blacks killing blacks. We gon' die, but we gon' die with honor, short stories and homicides. Mama say pray to God and we don't listen, so mama cry. My little nigga PD serving life and this little bro got a baby and he left his little him all alone. Remind me of his pops and his pops was a street nigga, but a fucking loser, not for teaching his kids better. But no father's equal, most harder to reach niggas. And wonder why niggas like me wanna beat niggas. My street wisdom higher than the sun, so it's God level. And got level headed when I left to besiege the sea. Planet speech, free speech only good to exist and set free. The curse left just a bondage on my head. False. Bippity bippity bop bop. No black to skip that beatbox, huh? Hip hop will die, I promise that. If we keep the lies in our raps, yeah. Bippity bippity bop bop. No black to skip that beatbox. Hip hop will die, I promise that. If we keep the lies in our raps, yeah. Bippity bippity bop bop. No black to skip that beatbox. Hip hop will die, I promise that. If we keep the lies in our raps. Bippity bippity bop bop. No black to skip that beatbox. Hip hop will die, I promise that. If we keep talking blunt.
Yeah, man. Goldlink's the dude, man. You got to check him out. Make sure you search him up on Google. I don't even give website addresses anymore, man. Doesn't make any difference. We used to do that back in the day. Don't do it anymore. Yo, before I jump into it, I just want to say thank you to the people who've been coming back out and listening to the show. It's so great to see that people still listen, man. We're still here. We're still trying to do the damn thing. Old as fuck. We've been doing this for 15 years, man. It's time to wake this beast back up and get this thing going again. Hopefully we can get the guys back in the basement. I'm just going to say it every single episode till it happens. And it's going to be a fucking party. You know how we do when we're in here. But yeah, man, the Eminem versus Nick Cannon beef, man, have you been keeping up on it? Because I honest to God, it's one of those things where I really don't give a shit. You know, have you been paying attention to it at all? Cause I haven't. I had to go back. Cause I remember Eminem dropped some pot shots. They've been saying it's been going on for like 10 years. And Eminem first started it. He was taking digs at Mariah. Mariah did a little like a little smear on him with I can't remember what the song was. Obsessed. She dressed up like M in the video, you know. And then you had you know, Nick Cannon started firing back like subliminal shit, or like calling him out on like social media, on Tumblr or something. It was really like a softball game. You know, wasn't anything real until recently. Like Eminem's took another jab, I think, on a Fat Joe song. I'm not looking at anything. I'm doing this off the top of my head. So you might fill some holes, man, if you Google it real quick. But here's what it comes down to. Nick dropped a diss track. Eminem came out, dropped his track, which is like a kind of a stand thing. And then Nick came back, and Nick's race baiting like a motherfucker. And then Eminem comes back on Twitter, and then Nick drops another one trying to get him to come back out. It's a shit show. And I think between you and I think it's staged. Between you and I. I think it's staged. And the reason I say that is because, man, like, why Nick Cannon? Here's my theory. I think Eminem's got some sort of back-end deal going on with them. There has to be money getting exchanged at this point. What's... Oh, my bad. I'm looking at the meter on this thing. I'm like, why is that moving? Oh, dude. I'm going to be so happy to get rid of the equipment in this fucking thing, man. We're going to be upgrading this shit. Trying to sell off all of our old equipment. Going to upgrade this stuff. Anyway. So, yeah, man. Nick Cannon, like, I think it's so much of a shit show. And it's so underwhelming. This something tells me that dollars have been exchanged at some point. Somebody paid Eminem to make him have him do this shit. Cause now MGK's singing, dog. Like he's straight up singing. He's got Nick Cannon going like 100% to his roots, which Nick Cannon's never done. When has anybody ever heard Nick Cannon talk about going to his roots and talking about the ISIS papers and all this shit? What the fuck, man? Not saying that his roots are in the ISIS papers. Don't go there. Come on, man. This is a show. I think there's some MTV money involved. I think that's what's happening. Speaking of Eminem, man, let's get back into some music, man. This is kind of an oldie but goodie, man. But I have to recall it, man. Cause this is my shit. It's one of 50's few songs that I fucking love, man. Listen to the lyrics on this one. It's called 9 Shots of 50 Cent. Let's do this! 88! Live in the basement! Let's go!
50. Ferrari.
Shooter. I was innocent then. I ain't do no wrong. She said, your mommy little man. I said, yep, uh-huh. She was everything to me. When she came, I just lit up. Sunday morning, I was so sharp. All did up, it was welfare. Hustling and guilt her for that. First shot, bullet wound in my back. I'm fucked up, look at my sneakers. I'm fucked up, now I'm on my own. Mommy gone, Sam said you a young boy. Why your clothes look so old? You don't need fish, little nigga, you need a pole. You don't need no new kicks, you need a O. Shop that bag, it get right back at it. It touched me, it hit me in my heart. I'm a hustler, homie, he was giving me my start. I am what I am, Sabrina's only baby. Practicing in the mirror, pulling out my 380. Oh man, I fucked up, Nana gon' kill me. Whenever shit can go wrong, it always will. See, 7 grams of cocaine, 3 grams of dope. St. Mary medallion hanging from my robe. Try to puck me and my gun smoke. Look, I'm out of control, my gun go. Oof. life like it's legal. Call the cops you need to. Give them my description, I ain't bullshitting. My high school sweetheart love didn't last long. Niggas start flashing their bread and she was gone. That hurt me like the bullet in my calf. My next girl was a pain in the ass. I got 2 shots left in case niggas try to get me. That's 9 shots, we'll just call it 50, 50. Mama said the Lord gon' bless us. Mama said, mama said, mama said the Lord gon' bless us. Then came the landlord beef and stress us. Mama said the Lord gon' bless us. Mama said, mama said, mama said the Lord gon' bless us. Then dope border shit, the food stamps couldn't get us. Mama said the Lord gon' bless us. That's what mama said.
Yo, man, F50 back in the building. Well, I think that song's been out a couple years. I'm one of these. I gotta actually, to be honest with you, I gotta take it easy on playing these types of songs. Some of this well-known shit. You know, there's a song that I've been listening to that, guilty pleasure, man. I hate to admit it, but I messaged Mola One and Major the other day. I texted him. I was like, man, why do I like this song? I shouldn't like it. And he'd be like, man, you're spending too much time on that fucking TikTok, man. You gotta stop messing with TikTok, bro. Grow the fuck up.
When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of a chop. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran up the door, I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la. I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la. How I try like that? Amex, no cap, A_. They wonder how I go up like that. I rap my lyrics when I perform. They wonder how I try like that. Married to the granddad by my ring. I'm corny, but your goodie want the dick. Modest with my jewels, but check the bank. Finally got the money, say my thanks. When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of la chop. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran up the door, I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la. I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la. How I try like that? Oh, I'm at the bank again. They wonder how I go up like that. Pink whip with flames all on the side. They wonder how I try like that. Got that Gucci on my body, now she tryna pipe me. Woo, pop the Lucy, Lucy Goosey, sussy boy, I keep you cool. Got the paper, went to school. Be careful who you callin' fool. Hey, hey. When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of a chop. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran up the door, I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la. I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la.
Yo, somebody out there likes that melody. I'm not the only one, man. I ain't listening to a fucking word he's talking about either. I am absolutely contradicting 5 years ago, J-Mac. Maybe even 2 years ago, J-Mac. 1,000% contradictory, 1,000% a hypocrite right now, because I would have been laughing at me with that shit. And the only reason I found it, I gotta be honest, man, is with this TikTok shit, dude. I know I'm so late to the party. I know it's been out forever. My teenager's been messing with it, and then I was like, man, I gotta see what this thing's about. I know that there's a lot of social around it, and it's blowing up and all this, but I start digging in, and it's like, man, this shit's offensive. Yo, you've got 11-year-olds mixing it up with 25-year-olds, and just like this is the way I look at it. It's almost like you take a 12-year-old kid and drop him in the middle of a nightclub. Would you do that shit? I would not do that shit. They're going to see the bar fights. They're going to see girls shaking their asses everywhere. All of that. Like, I'm not dropping my kid in the middle of that. And the age restriction's 12 years old. I got a problem with that, man. There's a lot to learn, man. Still learning. Still learning. I'm out on the TikTok thing, though, man. Completely. It's bullshit. It's a cesspool. People doing dumb shit on there. I'll tell you what's not dumb, though. We just legalized in the state of Michigan, and Illinois was soon after. We haven't even had that discussion on the show, but we're legal. And you got to, we got to listen to Kali for, we're softening it up this episode, okay? It's Kali Buds. The name of the song's called Legal Now, man. Let's go.
High grade, we are blessed freely. You don't see me, eyes red. Yo, we come here, just link the ice, high grade, hybrid, and the ganja. Decade ago, no legal now. You have to make 10 calls just feeling some high job. Nowadays, me have the ganja up on my phone. Just deliver me up on a homegrown. Any type of herb where you want, you can't get it, no trouble. Blaze it in the street, police not give you no trouble. UPS and FedEx up here, we them a smuggle. Every type of herb, them a juggle. And look, you know me just link the highest high grade of the ganja. And it legal now. Oh, no spliff in front of Babylon care. And them can't do a damn thing. Cause it legal now, yeah. High grade, we are blessed freely. You don't see me eyes red. Yo, we come here just link the highest high grade hybrid of the ganja. And it legal now, hey. How long did them know say it healthy? It cure the poor middle class, even the wealthy. Look how much you get locked up. Chill time fear when people use a medicine for over centuries. Yeah, yo, there's so many ways to use it. Natural, so you can't abuse it. Well, if you have great support, now one, give me a job. Well, you know, say me can't refuse it. Just link the highest high grade of the ganja. And it legal now. Me drive cross the Babylon car. And them can't do a damn thing. Cause it legal now, yeah. High grade, we are blessed freely. You don't see me eyes red. Yo, we come here just link the highest high grade hybrid of the ganja. And it legal now. Alaska, Nevada, Oregon, California, Washington, Maine, District of Columbia, Massachusetts, Colorado, it born ya. Everywhere it legal, me love ya. That I just the US alone, but it's a worldwide thing. Like Jamaica with the music, beer vibes it a bring. It a polyf, when me born a spliff, take a whiff. Me just link a couple pound of the gift. You can ride on me, just get the high grade boom jar, yeah, from up a country. And it legal now. And me born a spliff in front of Babylon car. And them can't do a damn thing. Cause it legal now. High grade, we are blessed freely. You don't see me eyes red. Yo, we come here just link the highest high grade hybrid of the ganja. And it legal now.
Man, oh man. Yo, it's never been my thing, man. I could never figure out that shit, man, honestly. Being raised around it and seeing it everywhere and having people, like, you know, token up all the time, man. Even on the show, man, we ran into it quite a bit. And I mean, I don't judge anybody who messes with it, but it just isn't my thing. It's never been my thing. I've never been able to figure it out. It's not been something that's ever really reacted well with me. But I'm in a state that just became legal, and there is money to be made. So I am finding ways to make money on that industry, dude. And listen, if you have any sort of business ideas and shit around that, man, I implore you to start digging into that business. I got a buddy who's been working on it. He's doing something, and actually have I'm not gonna drop any names yet, but he's been working on a grow company. They're doing some stuff. And dude, looking at the stats that he's pulled, it's unbelievable what they're going to be doing in the state of Michigan. Just in revenue alone is mind-blowing, dude. Mind-blowing. We'll see where that ends up, though. You know, last episode we were talking about Detroit, and I want to wrap it up with a couple hometown people. I got a couple songs that I've been listening to quite a bit over the past year or two. You know, one, I think I played a couple of these ones. One's from these dudes, Passalacqua. We used to play them back in the day. This song's old as shit. It's probably like 45 years old. And then a new one, which might be new to you guys, which I've been kind of like keeping put away in the back pocket. The name of the dude's Phil Swish. Now, I met this dude at when Sway in the Morning came to Detroit, and they did that Five Fingers of Doom or whatever it was, that little bit that they do. It's really cute. It's real cute. It was kind of lame. But I met this dude, my boy Nolan the Ninja. Nolan Chapman. Look up that dude too. He introduced me to this kid, Phil Swish, who is just a fantastic artist, man. And I think we're going to close it out this episode, just a short one, man. We're going, what is it? What are we at? 20 minutes? 20? We'll end this episode at 30 minutes, man. Thank you for tuning in. Still working out the kinks, man. And we will get this. We will get this. But I'm not giving up, man. We're just going to keep dropping content and see where this takes us, man. Start automating the shit out of things. And it'll get better and better and better as we move forward. It's kind of like a battle with yourself, you know? It's a battle with yourself when you try to do this podcast shit and juggle it with everything else in your life. Anyway, man, thank you for tuning in. It's episode number 88. Thanks for listening, flaws and all, man. We'll get there. We will get there. This is Phil Swish, and the name of the song is called Dark Shadow Boxer. I'm a huge fan of this kid. And then to follow that up, man, we're going to have a song called Rap, 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 Rap by Passalacqua and Red Pill and Sheepy McFly, man. Let's get this thing going. It's episode number 88, live from the basement. Let's go!
Because I'm glowing like the moon. I'm the maniac, I am the ghoul. I'm in the shadows in the corner of my room. I find it better having my own plan to give a damn. Yeah, they know I'm getting busy. World be sweating me because I'm dripping. Yeah, I'm really doing what I want, no need to front. Skinny and tatted to fuck up. They pass me the blunt, baby, get up. They talking down, but mainly whisper. I'm a smoker, I'm a drinker, I'm a daily sinner. More concerned with who all came in with us. Cause it ain't no getting wicked with us. Ain't bring no bread when shit was slinky with us. Lord, losers going way in the cut. I'll be placing the crud. And maybe because lately I've been on the edge, living unlawful. Legal or illegal, I'ma go till I prosper. Don't got nothing to contribute, why bother? Won't come if you only praying, I'll follow. Won't come if you just complain and stop talking. Newsflash, bitch, everybody got problems. Therefore, only hear my line about dollars. Cold, cruel world, and it turned me to a monster. This side of the moon, cause nigga, lately I've been getting high, feeling unconscious. Solace, it's a compass in my stomach. Show me how to move in the room while they watch us. Stab me in the back, then talk down on my posture. Only need the real ones to ride for my roster. Where my dogs at? Yeah, then my ride wireless. Conquer, stop your silly nonsense. Low profile, don't mean low profit.
Oh,
listen. Now that those guys are gone, for those of you who hung out for the last song, man, I know I said I wasn't going to come back, but listen, we changed things up. I wanted to drop something for the people who stick around, man, for episode 88, man. You know, I've got right in front of me about 8, 9, 10 old live, or what are they? They're old Hood Hype t-shirts, man, for any of the old school fans who love the show, man. Hit me up. Hit us up at Live the Basement on Twitter. Tell us if you want one of those t-shirts. Tell us how long you've been listening. Let us know if you're new. If you're new, hit it up. I'll fire you off a t-shirt, man. We'll get you a... We have these I Love Indie t-shirts, and we have some Hood Hype t-shirts. We got some... I think that's what we got. That's it. I'll fire them off to you, man. I'll let you know the sizes. Hit me up. Hit up the show, actually. Not hit me up. Hit the show up at Live the Basement. Make sure you hit us up on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, Live the Basement, all the things, man. Get yourself a free t-shirt before they all go away. It's your boy, J-Mac. This is Live from the Basement. It's episode number 88. We will talk to you guys really soon, probably next week. This is Rap, 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 Part 1 by Passalacqua featuring Sheafy McFly, Red Pill, and that's it. Enjoy it, man. It's Live from the Basement. We'll talk to you soon. Let's go.
Are we recording? I didn't really do rap rap shit. I just wanted to tell a story. Do you hear me? Shut the fuck up.
I got a secret I should tell you. I got some weed if it'll help you. Got what you need, I'm trying to sell, dude. Was gonna smoke it myself, but then it fell through. Work was trying to call me in early, only 10:30. Not supposed to be there till the birdies go to sleep. Was supposed to write this shit for Mr. on a sheet, you make floppy. Instead, I stopped the pen for the clock, and then I'm speeding down the street. Got me in a rush for me to get there before lunch. Claiming that they're busy, feeling sort of fucked. I'm like, who are you to tell me that your life sucks? I'm the one that's coming in before my shift. What type of shit is that? My time is precious as a necklace on a dynasty queen. And you know that you won't give it back. So get the fuck about my face. I got some sandwiches to make. There's gotta be some other balls that you can break. Looking out the window, sun is shining like a motherfucker. Feeling like it's time to quit this motherfucker. Another fucking day I'm gonna waste up in this place. I'm leaving, I don't even gotta say it. Go back to what is sacred. Home sweet home. The girl is cooking dinner. Barbecue and chicken. Baked macaroni, matrimony in the kitchen. Alcoholic beverage, late night supper. Passalacqua summer.
Trying to gain admission to my starship. Trying to gain admission to my starship.
Not a bit, bro, that's just how tough I kick.
Yo, I rap on raps. And you think my city is dead? Well, I'm here to bring it back. Breaking backs on tracks in a snap like Cairo raps. Think you falling, well come hoop with me and get your shit smacked. Never had no intentions of falling, but whoever plans for that? And I'm making these poems strong till the day that I collapse. Telling these ETs phone home, but don't worry, I'll be right back. On a flight to Hong Kong with your broad up in my lap. Trick, imagine that.
I'm a seasonal polygamist. Seasonal polygamist with regional participants. Seasonal polygamist. Seasonal polygamist. I'm a seasonal polygamist with regional participants. Live.